There were three small children huddled in a shop doorway. Their ages ranged from about 3 to 7 years old. They were picking up and eating single grains of rice dropped by a passerby. In the few seconds it took for me to realise what I'd just seen and turn around, they had gone. I never saw them again, but they were the youngest street kids I saw during my 12 years in Zambia. Street kids were part and parcel of daily life, a tragedy but true. Every time I stopped the car at traffic lights, a young hand would push its way into the open window in a perpetual gimme. They were orphans, thieves, breadwinners for themselves and perhaps their families, but the boys at the traffic lights had one main thing in common with the three little ones picking up the rice grains. Nobody wanted them. Naboth Ngulube is a lecturer in psychology at Lusaka's University of Zambia. He is also involved in post-basic nurse training.
So the longer one spends time on a street, living there, will bring about a definition of being a street kid or a street child. Also depends on the street. Street fortunes for survival. You see, there's a transference now from depending on the family to going to the street for survival. So you stay on the street, sleep there. Sleep there, or otherwise you can even choose to be there at night. Some live there only at night. Others show there only during the daytime. It's a question of survival. Where is my survival? The family stops being meaningful to the child's survival, so goes to the street to benefit from the fortunes that accrue from there.
Dr. Griselda Mukumba is a consultant gynecologist and obstetrician at Lusaka's University Teaching Hospital. Her spare time is spent in helping some sisters to run an orphanage on the outskirts of the city. Nyumbayanga, as the orphanage is called, is an expression in Chinyanja, meaning our home. She describes a scene that is all too familiar to anybody living in an African city such as Lusaka.
This phenomena was not there during our days when we had community life. And this has always been our way of life, to live in communities. But with the so-called modernization, they call it, or copying from the European countries, we'll find that the community life is not there anymore. So as a result, there are certain children that may actually feel neglected, feel unwanted, and so they go and find somewhere else where they can feel wanted and feel somebody can help them. Mm-hmm. So I feel it is the breakdown of the community life that we had before.
Dr. Mukumba sees the tragedy of street kids as a breakdown in traditional African community.
These are children who have left their former homes. They are children who are looking to the streets as a home. They feel very comfortable when they are there. For us who are there would look and say, why are they here? What are they gaining? But you look at them, most of the time I cross with them when I'm in the minibus or when I'm walking. I see them very happy. It means there's something that is missing from where they're coming from. Therefore, they find the street to be very comfortable.
Street kids form their own community. They exist on the perimeter of society in their thousands. No future ahead of them unless people are prepared to get their hands dirty and work with them to create a future, to build hope where none exists. The unwanted children must become the wanted ones.